And so that you can know and understand, verse 15, so that he inherits you, so you can know and understand what is the what? Immeasurable and unlimited, surpassing greatness of his what? Power in for us who believe. Let's do it. The great, so the unlimited, then the first, immeasurable, you can't measure it. Unlimited, you can't put a limit on it. Huh? Surpassing, it goes beyond anything you know or anybody else knows. Greatness of his power in point at yourself, it's in me. It's in me. In and for us, says for me. I'm a believer. Who believe? As, listen, he's telling you now, as demonstrated in the working of his what? Mighty strength, when? Which he exerted in Christ when he did what? Raise him from the dead and seated him where? At his own right hand, where? No, not in heavenly place, just barely above the grave. Just barely got him out of the grave. No, he left from the lowest and went to the highest. What is he trying to get to us? To let you know that you've been raised up in him. You have been given what he is. He's seated at the right hand, and he's not sitting there by himself. You will not sit down in a chair, and your head is on that chair over there, and your body over here. Now, wherever you sit down, your head and body will be together. And the Bible plainly says, hallelujah, that we are the body of Christ. We are who? The body of Christ. That wherever he sits, we sits. Whatever he has, we got. We have it. Huh? We got it. Whoever he is, we are that. We're his body, members. We are members in particular. But we are Christ's body. That's why Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than these shall you do. That's why the word said, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. That's why the word further said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me, because he's in you, he's with you, and you belongs to him. And what caused that to work? You get the revelation knowledge of that in your heart and get that in your mouth, knowing that you have authority over anything and everything. I don't care what it looked like and how bad it sounds or how bad it is. I have authority over this. And that's why the Bible said for the church to come together and get an agreement. And we become a force that nobody can reckon with us. But when you divide it, talking doubt and unbelief and division and separation and all that stuff, that's why we don't see what we should see. There, nothing should be withheld from us. Are you hearing me tonight? I said there's nothing. You suffer things that you ought not to be suffering. You can't get around persecution. You're going to suffer that because Jesus said it. But there's a whole bunch of stuff. We'll have no business suffering lack of money, lack of peace, lack of joy, lack of freedom, lack of knowledge and understanding. We have no business suffering with that. We do that to ourselves, talking against one another in the midst of us. You should never talk about your hand. It's in the body. Your hand walking around, your mouth walking around talking about your foot. If you didn't have your foot, your mouth wouldn't have nowhere to go and talk. You had feet in your body. Amen. You got a left one and a right one. Amen. And when we learn this and begin to get this in our spirit, we realize there's nothing, I don't have to want, like, need for nothing, because the scripture is not just talking, just to be talking. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think that deserves a better hallelujah than I'm getting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Praise God. So I say to you this year, some things going to get exposed. Some things going to get turned around. Some things going to get run down. Some things we're going to overtake. Some things we're going to overcome. Some things we're going to triumph in. You're not going to be like you are at the end of this year, like you were this, you know, now. Where you are now at the end of the year, you're not going to be at that same place. If you take this word of God and you go for it. Hallelujah. God didn't have us to start a prayer line, to have us to pray and then stick and be stuck in a rut. No, no. God didn't raise up this church for you to sit up here and for me to stand up here and we talk about how bad things are. No, we need to lift our voice up and tell people how good our God is and how great he is, and then let it be demonstrated in our lives. Hello, somebody? I said, hello? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We ought to be on sickness and disease like a cat on a rat. More so. Amen. We ought to be tacking that stuff. Now, don't you come here. No, I'm not putting up with that. Glory to God. And sitting around and, you know, because I know some people, this is it. I know some people raised in situations, but once you come in contact with the Lord, get born again, then come and hear the word, it's up to you. You know how to get in that word and feed on it. I know babies don't know how, and that's why we have to keep feeding, but as long as some of you have been around. Hello? Y'all been around as long as I have. Amen. And so I'm just encouraging you, we are one with the Lord. We have authority over this stuff. Now it's time that we start exercising that authority. Amen? Amen. That just kind of whets the appetite. All right, Usher, come.